Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 43 people, including 15 children, are confirmed dead in Kerr County, Texas, after Friday's catastrophic flood. 27 girls from Camp Mystic, a Christian summer camp, are still unaccounted for. ABC's Mireya Villarreal's in Kerrville.
Emergency crews and volunteers are now walking the banks of the river, checking debris piles to see if they can find any of the missing. But right now, we do know more rain is in the forecast for this area.
Authorities say about 850 people were rescued. Pope Leo offered prayers and condolences at the end of his weekly blessing. Heavy rains expected today in the Carolinas from Tropical Storm Chantal, which made landfall at about 4 o'clock this morning. Day 6 of the city worker strike in Philadelphia, but the union representing 9,000 workers and city officials are negotiating. The most notable disruption, there's been no trash pickup. This is ABC News. An SUV plowed into a strip mall in Harriman, Utah, south of Salt Lake City Saturday. It ignited a fire that was followed by an explosion. Tyler Hansen was driving past the scene.
We heard a big boom, and it was just like vibrating all around. And then, yeah, it's just been a huge fire, and it's been crazy.
And there were evacuation orders. They've been lifted. Authorities say the SUV was involved in a three-car accident. All three drivers were taken out of their cars before the explosion. All three were taken to hospitals with various injuries. The Dalai Lama celebrated his 90th birthday Saturday in the Indian town of Dharamshala. He's lived in exile since fleeing Chinese rule in Tibet in 1959. Actor Richard Gere was among those paying tribute to the spiritual leader.
What a joyous, joyous day to celebrate this extraordinary life of His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weather system, which brought a few tenths of an inch of rain to our region, is starting to move away, but still enough moisture out there. You might see a little sprinkle or drizzle yet this morning, especially south and east of Richland Center. Otherwise, high pressure and dry air will punch in from the north and should bring us some partial sunshine by midday, allowing for temperatures to be seasonably warm this afternoon, but turning a little less humid. Tomorrow looks like a great way to kick off the week as well, with more sunshine. Then Tuesday, the next weather system rolling in from the west should bring us some rain. That'll be followed by some leftover showers on Wednesday. Looks like another weather system impacting us on Friday with some showers and storms. For the whole week ahead, the rain totals probably on the order of about an inch to an inch and a half. Here's that forecast for today. Chance of drizzle or light showers in the morning for some areas, especially south and east. Some sun breaking out by afternoon as temperatures warm up to 83, north wind near 10. Mostly clear tonight, patchy fog possible, low about 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and seasonal, high 83, east wind between 4 and 8. Monday night, increasing clouds, 30% chance of a couple of showers late, low at 63. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and muggy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 80. Heading into Wednesday, more clouds and sun. Spotty showers are possible. Low 63 with a high of 84. Thursday, partly cloudy, warm and sticky. Low 62 with a high of 85. Friday continued warm but humid with showers and storms likely for the afternoon tonight, high 85. Saturday, peaks of sun, a couple of isolated showers possible, high near 82. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, it's a cloudy 71 degrees up from a morning low of 69. Yesterday's high was 88 degrees, and we also received 54 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high on this day was set back in 1986 at 100, a record low 42 set in 1967. Last year, our high was 80 on this day while our low was 60. Sunset today will be at 8:44, sunrise tomorrow at 5:28. Just a few sprinkles of rain during the overnight, but as for the barometer, it's at 29.96 as it rises. Winds currently out of the east at 2. Again, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News on Sunday is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Bo Hendricks. People on private wells in five Oneida County communities may be offered free PFAS testing. The town of Stella has some of the highest concentrations of PFAS in private drinking wells in the country. The wells with the highest concentrations appear to be centered around agricultural fields. Mark Pauly with the DNR says EPA funding is allowing them to do additional testing around other fields in Oneida County to see if this is an issue elsewhere. People that are eligible will get a letter from the DNR. Bug experts are calling a new type of tick being found in Wisconsin a reason for concern. But they still consider Lyme disease spread by deer ticks the bigger worry. Terry Barr has more.
The number of Lyme disease cases tripled across the state during the last 10 years, and the cause of it, deer ticks, can now be found everywhere beyond the woods, including city lawns. Here's UW Insect Diagnostic Lab entomologist PJ Leash.
A tick like a deer tick transmits Lyme disease. It takes quite a while. They really need to be attached for about 36 hours, so about a day and a half before transmission can occur. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks.
The new breed is the Lone Star tick, and it spreads the alpha-gal syndrome through a bite, which is an allergy to red meat. The tick is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors at Mayo Clinic say they're just starting to see more patients with that bizarre allergy.
Thanks, Terry. The High Ground in Neesville will be hosting a presentation about the history of the 32nd Infantry Division, the Red Arrow. The 32nd Infantry Division not only has a significant and storied past, it is also near and dear to central Wisconsin hearts as generations of local troops have served in the Red Arrow. Mark D. Van Ellis, the author of Red Arrow Across the Pacific, the 32nd Infantry Division during World War II, will present a talk about the Red Arrow's history at 6 Wednesday at the High Ground Welcome Center, followed by a Q&A and book signing. The event will focus on the cultural history of the Red Arrow wartime experience, from its mobilization in 1940 to its deployment across New Guinea, Australia, and the Philippines, to its post-war occupation of Japan. The hope is that the audience will gain a better appreciation and connection to the individual experiences of the troops of the Red Arrow. For more information about this community and military outreach presentation, email Teresa at museum@thehighground.org. You can also call 715-743-4224 or visit thehighground.us. The summer is flying by, and in a few weeks, students will be back in school. With that being said, it's time to stock up on the Bulldog Boutique and its little food pantry that provides easy-to-fix breakfasts, lunches, and snacks to students on the weekends. The Ithaca Food Program is 100% confidential and is open to any student who would like to participate. Ideas for donations include individual cups of fruit, applesauce, or pudding, granola bars, individual boxes of cereal or oatmeal, juice boxes, and canned or pouched protein such as tuna, chicken, beans with easy open lids. Other options include mac and cheese cups, crackers, and small bags of pretzels, chips, or popcorn. The Bulldog Boutique is also in need of children's underwear, boys and girls sizes 4T through 8, and leggings, shorts, and sweatpants, children's sizes 5 through 8. The boutique is also looking for children's tennis shoes for grades kindergarten through second grade. So while you're cleaning out your closets this summer, consider donating your smaller clothing items to the boutique. Donations can be dropped off at the Ithaca School office, or you can contact Tina Ramsden at tina.ramsden@ithaca.k12.wi.us to arrange pickup. Team Lady Penguins Fundraising will host an adventure race in Cassville on Saturday, August 23rd. It'll be here before you know it. Headquartered at Riverside Park, the race will feature Nelson Dewey State Park and paddling on the Mississippi River. The Waddling Warriors Adventure Race is brand new for 2025. This charity organization is offering 7-hour and 14-hour challenges that are exhilarating as they are rewarding. Whether you're in it to compete or just to explore, this self-guided race is designed to push your limits and connect you with the wild. With no set finish line except the one you choose, the Waddling Warriors Adventure Race is a combination of strategy, endurance, and good old-fashioned fun. Participants can expect a variety of outdoor activities across diverse terrain. The event is ideal for both experienced racers and those looking for a new kind of adventure challenge. You'll need determination, navigation skills, and a sense of humor. Find out more and register at waddlingwarriors.com/waddling-warriors-AR. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that data is now available from annual spring surveys of Wisconsin ruffed grouse and pheasant. Pheasant observations were above the five-year average for the second consecutive year. The results of the ruffed grouse survey showed a slight decrease from 2024, but numbers were still significantly up from the five-year average. The DNR reported the 2025 average pheasant observations at 0.81 pheasants per stop, an increase from 2024 at 0.62 pheasants per stop. For the second year in a row, the count remains above the recent five-year average. DNR wildlife biologists used a measurement known as an abundance index to assess the state's wild pheasant population each year. On trend from past years, abundance was highest in the northwestern part of Wisconsin's pheasant range and lowest in the east central region. The DNR also released the results of its annual roadside ruffed grouse drumming survey. The survey measured ruffed grouse drumming activity heard across roadsides throughout Wisconsin this spring and showed a 6% decrease in statewide drumming activity compared to 2024. The exceptional dry and favorable nesting and brooding conditions could have contributed to the increase in drumming activity in 2023 and 2024. Since 2021, survey data has been organized and analyzed by ruffed grouse priority areas to help monitor key population across the state. The 2025 survey results for priority areas compared to 2024 and showed an 11% increase in drumming, with an average of 0.46 drums per stop in the central priority area. An 8% decrease in drumming, with an average of 2.13 drums per stop in the northern priority area. And a 250% increase in drumming, with an average of 0.09 drums per stop in the driftless priority area. Following the 4th of July holiday, the American Red Cross asks you to save a life by making a blood or platelet donation appointment to help power the blood supply through midsummer. With all blood types being needed, donors with type O blood are most urgently needed. Two blood drives will be held in the area this week. The first will be Tuesday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. The second will be held on Wednesday from 1 to 6 at New Life Community Advent Christian Church in Baraboo. Making and keeping donation appointments now is critical to ensuring blood products are available for all patients, including those in trauma situations that may require several life-saving transfusions in the weeks to come. Don't wait. Add a blood or platelet donation appointment to your summer calendar by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Right now, though, it is time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
It's called Reminisce by J.H. Wagoner. The following selection, titled Reminisce, appeared in the Richland County Republican on July 1st, 1869. It was under the title heading of 15 Years Ago. And now, for Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb, Richland Books, Chapter 12, it reads as follows. Dated 1869, it was 15 years ago tomorrow, on July 2, 1854, that the family of C.W. Wagoner, of whom the writer was one, hauled up to a hotel in Richland Center. He then kept with what was one Colonel Ira S. Hazeltine after a tiresome journey by rail. It was steamer, then stage. They went from an eastern part of Ohio through the railway to Milwaukee, from Milwaukee to Madison, and it was, although a new road, it was still very rough. The trip from Madison was made by nearly 2 days of livery convenience by horse. All the surroundings observed in this new county was very different from those of the area that they had just left. The rude cabins, the rough roads, the wild scenery, these were in striking contrast to the comfortable dwellings that they had experienced in Ohio. It was a placid surface there, but the change was little lamented by the boys. Our range was much enlarged, and we enjoyed the freedom of the hills and valleys. The luxurious county offered a development of years. The first celebration of the national anniversary in Richland Center was on the second day after we arrived. The first flag unfurled in the breeze in the valley, which waved on July 4th, 1854. The first Liberty Pole, yes, Liberty Pole, was implanted in the soil of the village where the Stars and Stripes floated on that July 4th, 1854, a glorious day it was. No 4th of July seemed more grand since, because it was the first that we experienced. A handful of people comparatively participated in the observance of that day. Nearer to them now, no internal dissensions then. Good for one, good for all, the people of the surrounding county and the people of the village of Richland Center were all one. They sought the aid of the lowly cattle for purpose of pleasure and labor and the fat of the land. Wherever found, it was common property. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Farm Progress Days in Richland County 23 years ago, dated 2002.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Sunday, July 6th. Janice June Salmon, 88 of Richland Center, died on July 2nd at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88 of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Malzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be at noon on Saturday, July 12th, at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home on Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eileen Ann Malzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri. And in birth news, from the Richland Hospital, Lindsay Adams and Frank Tomczyk had a son, Barrett William.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
On this Sunday, July 6th, there is a nice list of birthday and anniversary wishes to send out. Starting off with birthday wishes going out on behalf of the Little Willow Birthday Club to Samantha Jurgensen, Corey Knable, Brian Brewer, and Tim Olson. Happy birthday to Riley Clary, Addison Eberly, Adam Jensen, Connor Unbahan, Ethan Haiti, Delaney Turgeson, Justina Hallett, and Brian Brewer from the Richland Center Lions. Best wishes on a birthday today being celebrated by Naomi Knockertz-Maley from Schmidwilden Hills. Happy birthday today once more to Corey Knable from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Shelly Anderson today from Beulah Wesleyan. Best wishes on a birthday today on behalf of Backroad Resurrection to Riley Clary and Corey Knable. Happy birthday today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Pete Bremer, Diane Irish, Janelle Jones, Russell Coe, Laura Pete, and Ron Rowe. Happy birthday today to Patsy Aaron from Verona, Dolly, and Ron. Happy birthday to Eden Haiti today from Five Points Lutheran Church. Birthday wishes going out to Robbie Wilson and Bree Durkee today. Happy birthday from Butch and Margaret. Happy birthday to Kay Werner today from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Happy birthday wishes today. Hope you're enjoying fishing on your big birthday from Mill Jean to Ron Steiner. Happy 86th birthday going out today to Patsy Aaron from your boys, Stephen and Michael. Happy anniversary today to Verlin and Kathy Anderson and Dave and Becky Hillman from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. And happy anniversary to Brian and Denna Brewer from Richland Center Lions. Happy anniversary to Terry and Tammy Salisbury from Ken and Sandy. Also happy anniversary to Terry and Tammy Salisbury from Alice, Coulter, and Lindy. Whoa, also one more going out. Happy anniversary to Terry and Tammy Salisbury from Brian, Kathleen, Jordan, and Desiree. To all of you celebrating birthdays today or anniversaries, we just hope it's a great one for you. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Morning Sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. On Saturday's home talent baseball schedule, it was Blanchardville taking on Sulzberg-Benton and getting the win 9-8 as Blanchardville played host to Sulzberg-Benton. The other game yesterday, Cazenovia at Mesa Maney, was postponed and has been moved to this afternoon at 1. Phil Nee has details on today's local baseball broadcast.
Today we'll have home talent baseball on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Arena plays at Dodgeville. Here is arena manager Nick Larson.
Well, Dodgeville is always tough. Pat Riley, you know, has been involved a long time there, and it's a rival. And Pat always seems to get some good pitching, and the guys can hit up there, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and hopefully we can get a little luck on our side and put the ball in play and see what happens.
Yeah, it's a big ballpark, kind of like your park too as well, where it's pretty tough. Home runs are kind of at a premium sometimes, aren't they?
Yeah, Dodgeville is an interesting park, playing up on top of the hill, grass infield, right field to right center, kind of runs downhill, and it's a nice little setting, nice area there, and it'll be a fun place to play at. It always is.
Arena manager Nick Larson. The Aces play at Dodgeville. We'll have it for you on the radio this afternoon on WRCO with the first pitch time at 1 o'clock. I am Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. The Brewers suffered a loss yesterday. Rookie Augustin Ramirez hit a tie-breaking two-run single in the eighth inning as the Miami Marlins beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2 Saturday to tie up that weekend series at one game apiece. Today's game between the two teams will have a 12:40 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Brewers, 49-40 on the season, four games behind first place Chicago in the National League Central standings. Famed competitive eater Joey Jaws Chestnut has reclaimed his title at the Nathan's Famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest after skipping last year's event. Chestnut, 41, consumed 70 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, falling short of his 2021 record of 76 dogs and buns. It did mark the 17th win in 20 appearances for the Westfield Indiana Eater at the internationally televised competition, which he missed last year over a contract dispute involving a deal he had struck with a competing brand, the plant-based meat company Impossible Foods. Also taking a look at other sports scores from around the league in National League Baseball, it was St. Louis defeating the Chicago Cubs 8-6, while Philadelphia took down Cincinnati 5-1. In the American League, it was Minnesota edging out Tampa Bay 6-5. Toronto topped the LA Angels 4-3. And in a defensive battle, Detroit gets the better of Cleveland 1-0. There was a lot of games in interleague play yesterday. Boston defeated Washington 10-3. It was Arizona 7, Kansas City 1. The New York Mets defeated the New York Yankees 12-6 in a state battle. Baltimore took down Atlanta 9-6, while Houston scored a 6-4 win over the LA Dodgers. The Chicago White Sox 10, Colorado 3. Another defensive battle, Seattle gets the best of Pittsburgh 1-0. Texas defeated San Diego 7-4, and it was San Francisco over the Athletics by a score of 7-2. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA. WRCO.
Darkness hide me. mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and love to free.
Faithfulness. don't know how or when I'll die. Will it be a thief, or will I have a chance to say goodbye? No, I don't know.
I'll bring you more than a song, for
your song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart, yeah. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. 'Cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you.
change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my heart, oh God. Ever true, change my heart, oh.